Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
Now, they say that when water becomes stagnant, it is unpleasant to be around and attracts disease. This is why we as South Africans must never stop moving to ensure that we are a body of people who provide refreshment and give life. That is a motto of an NPO called Move South Africa. And Sean Nell, the founder of Move South Africa, is joining me on the line this morning. A very good morning to you, Sean. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How's it going, South? Thanks for that cool intro.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. I know when I saw it, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. This is awesome. So tell me about Move South Africa. Who are you? How did this come about?
Yeah, so I mean, it came about exactly that. I mean, it was sometime last year, I saw this giant river, and I was on the Orange River, and I saw this water moving through absolute desert. And it was just so cool to see all the green and lush life around this river, and it kind of made me think about South Africa and realize that, I mean, that's actually what needs to happen. There's a lot of standing still, and we need to get moving together and bring life back to South Africa. I mean, the idea is that I guess we rely a lot on, it's where we move into education, we rely a lot on the higher powers that be to provide free education, but we thought it's better for South Africans together to move together and actually do it ourselves.
To you listening at home, Sean Nell is the founder of Move South Africa, where they are partnering with two students for 2018, providing holistic support to these students in the form of tuition, but also very importantly, other external factors such as transport, food, accommodation, and mentorship. And so, Sean, what is the aim, or shall we say, what is the goal of this, and how do you hope to achieve it?
Look, the big thing is, Abs, that a lot of the time there's students with boundless potential out there, but they don't get through the system because of other external factors that cause issues that hold them back. I mean, I've chatted to a number of students now that, I mean, a lot of the time guys are sleeping in like 24-hour labs and stuff, and it's just not conducive to a good environment to getting through those 4 years of studies or 5 years of studies or 3 years of studies or whatever it is. So the idea that we are going for here is we need to provide some support in terms of transport and accommodation and mentorship, which is very important, just to help guys not get stuck and actually reach their potential. So our aim is to gather support of people in South Africa and actually try and achieve this and make sure that students don't get stuck in the system and due to things that aren't their fault.
And I mean, it's a South African term. Well, it's not a South African term, but it's one that South Africans will understand, that it takes a village to raise a child. And so essentially what you're asking is that we need to come together. But talking about active citizenry then, how do people get involved? How do people contribute?
So we've got a system on our site, where people can sign up from as little as $40 a month, and actually be involved in supporting these students. And the idea is that we don't just stick to the two students that we're supporting. Once our budgets for the two students we're supporting have been reached, we'll be reaching out to other platforms where students have funding already, and extend our support to our partnership that side. So, I mean, you find a big issue with, sure, I think it's something like a million students that are in the system at the moment, and we should be sitting on about 500,000, 600,000 to be able to actually support them properly. So the idea is that we can assist these students in finishing and getting out into the working world, and sort of open up the system, improve mass recovery rates and all of that, just by students actually getting through the system.
Move South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, is a South African NPO where they will be partnering with two students for the year of 2018, providing a holistic support for these students. And by holistic support, yes, it comes in the form of tuition, but also it's adding to other factors. When we say holistic, I mean, we talk about transport, food, accommodation and mentorship, because it's not just only about paying for the school fees. It's about other things that happen on the side. I tell you what, Sean, I've always made the example that if someone had guided me through my first year of university, I would have maybe had one less year that I had wasted in my life, because that's what it is. Your first year is you have no clue what you're doing. You're trying to figure out things, but nonetheless, we are where we are. So talking about people chipping in and bringing in the $40, how does that work? Is it a bank that we go to? Do we go to your site? And that money goes to where and what happens?
So we've got a tool on the site. You'll find it on two of the pages. There's a students page where you can actually read the story of Msiwe and Nhlanhla, where they just share a bit of their life with us. And you, on that page, have the option to contribute. And then we've got it on the Live and Learn page. It's a podcast page that we have, where we share some interviews that we've done with some very cool people out there. But if you scroll down on there, you've got the contribute option as well. And you can actually do the full sign-on process on a phone, on a computer, on whatever. You can actually sign it online as well. And we are a registered PBO, so we're able to issue tax certificates and all of that kind of stuff. So, it's as simple as that, I guess.
As I read your motto once again, which is, this is why we as South Africans must never stop moving to ensure that we are a body of people who provide refreshment and give life. What is your message to our listeners this morning?
I think that it's that simple. If we can move together, we don't have to have these huge random acts as individuals. If we can just slowly get moving together, we can make such a big difference here. That's basically what drives us at Move Abs.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't have said it better myself. Listen, Sean, thank you so much to you and your team and the good work that you continue to do for our country.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir. Sean Nell, the founder of Move South Africa.